This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Fort Worth has gotten some good news recently in the form of federal commitments to help fund a couple of big infrastructure projects. Our Fort Worth reporter Christopher Connolly sat down with KERA managing editor Eric Austin to talk about the details.
Okay, let's take these one at a time. The first big project that got federal funding is this Trinity River Vision Plan. So what's the Vision Plan all about?
Right. So this is a massive project just north of downtown Fort Worth that's essentially going to reroute a section of the Trinity River. It'll basically create an island in the Trinity. It was primarily conceived as an anti-flooding measure, which is why it's being overseen by the Army Corps of Engineers. In December, Congress approved more than $500 million in federal funds to go to that project. It was all part of a big water infrastructure bill that they passed.
You say it's conceived as an anti-flooding measure, but certainly it's going to become a tourist attraction.
Right. The second phase here is they're calling it Panther Island. And basically, it's mostly privately funded, and it's an economic development plan that would create a mixed-use housing, retail, and entertainment district. Think of it as Fort Worth's answer to the San Antonio Riverwalk.
That sounds ambitious.
It is. It's a huge multi-year plan. Of course, right now, it's also behind schedule. They're building three bridges over the area that's going to become a bypass channel for the Trinity, and that's about a year behind schedule. It's led to a new round of criticism about the project and criticism over its nearly billion-dollar price tag.
Okay, moving from a project that's within Fort Worth to a project that could get people out of Fort Worth to the airport. It's for this new train.
Right. It's the TexRail project, and it's a commuter train that'll go from downtown Fort Worth to DFW International Airport. It'll stop along the way in North Richland Hills and Grapevine. The Fort Worth Transit Authority is heading up the project, and the T, as it's called, got confirmation basically that they'll get a final $500 million in federal funds to pay for it. Construction, though, had already started earlier this fall.
Basically, Fort Worth is solving a transit problem that Dallas had already solved when it extended the Orange Dart Line to DFW Airport. So is this just keeping up with the Joneses?
To some degree, it is. I mean, this is all part of the T's master plan that would dramatically expand transit in the western half of the metro. Fort Worth has long lagged behind the other big Texas cities in terms of public transit funding. Although, we should point out, there is a public transit option from Fort Worth to DFW Airport right now, but it's a little convoluted.
Again, it's certainly not the most direct route.
Right. So, I mean, it's basically, you take the Trinity River Express train, which gets you to a bus just south of the airport. That bus takes you to another bus, and that will take you to your terminal. Christopher Reels, I talked to him for a story about this earlier. He works at DFW Airport, and he makes that trek every day when he has to go to work.
It'll probably take him about an hour from bus to train to bus to bus, but if the timing is not right, we're looking at 2 hours to 2 hours and a half.
TexRail would obviously make his life easier, but the T also says that it'll be a boon for tourists coming into the city. They also point to two big development projects that are in the works around the stations in North Richland Hills and Grapevine already. They say that's a ripple-out effect for investing in public transit.
Christopher Connolly is the Fort Worth reporter for KERA News. Chris, thanks for stopping by.
Sure thing.